Jared Blickery, you gave us the little teaser. We, Brosaz and I, gave the little teaser as well. Now, let's deliver the promised top trending tickers of the year from Yahoo Finance.
That's right. And drum roll, please, because I have this up on the Wi-Fi Interactive. Are you going to believe what the top spot is? It is AMC. And how fitting that for a retail-oriented organization like we are, that this would be the Wi-Fi top trending ticker of the year. I don't remember the exact figures, but it beat out Tesla, which is the number two here, by about 30 million views. So some really a lot of interest in AMC this year. But you go down the list, guess what number three is? That's GameStop. And then finally, we get to an old stalwart of our top trending ticker list. I guess Tesla was back there years ago as well before COVID, but so is Apple. NIO is always up there. That's our number five. And by the way, NIO and Alibaba, the two Chinese stocks on here, absolutely smashed this year. Those are some, that's kind of a China story, and we'll get into that in a minute. But you go down the list, here's number six. That's a Dow Jones Industrial Index, Carat DJI, and then finally got some cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, the biggest of the big there. Not surprisingly, that came in on our top 10 list. By the way, Ether and Dogecoin, I think they made the top 20. Those have been near the top of our list all year, as I'm sure you see, guys, Brian and Julie, because you guys are on this every single day. After Bitcoin, we get Nvidia. And so, really interesting note by Bespoke there. And not surprising to see two companies just absolutely dominate in market cap. And then finally, Alibaba, we talked about that, and Amazon. Years ago, Amazon wasn't always near the top of our list, but it had kind of a breakout year. And I just want to transition now to the Wi-Fi Interactive, and I'm going to chart some of these guys here. And let me just put in a year-to-date look. And there you can see, number one, AMC up over 1,250%, followed by GameStop up 700%. And we all know the story of AMC and GameStop, but it's fun to look at this chart again. And AMC still kind of in this downward flagging consolidation pattern, but nevertheless, really not seeing anything too bearish or bullish right now, just kind of in a holding pattern. GameStop chart looks a little bit different, had its big spike up, the highest spike on that initial Wall Street Bets rally, but nevertheless, kind of in the middle of its annual trading range here. So not a whole lot going on. We did see some weakness in the meme stocks over the last month, but maybe found their footing now with the help of Santa Claus. Then Nvidia, this stock is an absolute monster. I want to put the market cap look up here so we can get those numbers, but oh, everything disappeared. Okay, so GameStop is an $11 billion stock. We got Nvidia. So here we go. That is a $766 billion stock. They're changing places right now because of the order. But I'm going to go back to our year-to-date view and put the percentages in here. There we go. And finally, Tesla, Apple, two of the big stalwarts. Just to really wrap our heads about how incredible it is that some of these names, that as big as they are, Tesla reached $1 trillion this year, surpassed Facebook, Apple nearly at $3 trillion. Just amazing that they're able to put up these kinds of numbers. And I guess I need to throw Amazon in there as well, but really not showing the outperformance that a lot of these other guys have. And you can see that is a very choppy chart right there. Now, we did manage to get to record highs a couple of times, but each time we kind of sunk back into the middle of the trading range. So I have to see what happens with Amazon in the new year, but nevertheless, not putting in a bad performance. Two standouts to the downside. I mean, just look at what's happened with NIO, just at the bottom end of its trading range for the year. We know that China's been cracking down on tech and the big companies in so many different ways, probably recalling more than just Didi to the homeland there. But there's Alibaba down 50%, getting shaved in half this year. Overall, really interesting year in trending tickers, and one that I think I will never forget, guys.
Not me neither, Jared. I continue to say this: the trending ticker page on Yahoo Finance, one of the most useful tools, really, on the platform. I just absolutely love that page. Well, let me get your thoughts on this, Jared. One thing that came to my mind when looking at that list is just the high stock prices. I'm not talking about valuation, just the high stock prices of an Amazon, of a Tesla. I would even say an Apple. I mean, do you think at some point next year these stocks might split just to drive some more retail activity?
It's interesting. Let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive here. So I'm not going to be able to show you stock splits, but let's just pull up some of these prices here. Let's assume that GameStop and AMC are not part of the mix. Amazon, you noted, that is a high price stock, $3,387. You also mentioned Apple, which I think their stock split was right before they joined the Dow. That was because the Dow was price weighted. You know, if Amazon does a stock split, I think everybody's just going to assume they're joining the Dow. And why not? I could see that. And then we got a couple dogs in there we could throw out. So Apple may have to do another stock split eventually. I think it'd probably take another 50%. But you take a look at the Dow. I'm going to go over to our Dow map. And we got a number of stocks that are in the 400s. And this kind of is something that also crept up on my radar. Here's Goldman Sachs, almost at 400 once again. 400 was where Boeing was years ago before they had the 737 MAX disaster. So you take a look at Boeing today. Well, it's been cut in half. It's still at 205. Here's a three-year chart, and you can still really not making up for a lot of these losses. It got all the way up to 450 back in the day. That was a huge monster stock in 2017, 2018. Now we don't talk about it as much, but other companies, they come in and fill the void, like Goldman Sachs. So, you know, go figure. Dow's kind of an idiosyncratic story, but yeah, if Amazon or one of these big companies, especially one of the big tech-ish companies, finally decides to split, I think that's a signal that the Dow is going to get shaken up once again. People's index.
Very interesting. I mean, Boeing, I think it's safe to say dog of the Dow is, it definitely fits that definition fits, that moniker fits right now. Really excellent work, Jared, and really fascinating to look at that list. Really appreciate your work on this. Jared Blickery there with our top trending tickers and, of course, always expanded analysis as well.